神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Happy to welcome you to another counseling session.
欢迎各位听众到协谈这个节目来。
Today we're going to discuss what kind of person are you?
今天我们要来讨论一下你属于哪一种人。
It is always good to see ourselves as we really are.
能够看到真正的自己是很好的。
Sometimes we see things in our life that really is not beautiful.
有时候我们会看到在我们的生命里面有一些不是很美的东西。
Life is comparatively short, and life can truly be a challenge to us.
生命不长，可以成为一个对我们很大的挑战。
Many people just let it go by and allow their natural disposition to lead them into unhappiness and emptiness.
很多人就让日子这样子过去，然后容许自己的生性、自己的诚信表达出来，以至于生命中有很多的不快乐，还有很多的空虚。
It really does not need to be that way.
不需要这样子活着。
There is a better way.
还有更好的方法。
But let us look at ourselves very carefully.
让我们很小心的来看看我们自己。
The animal worldcan give us some real examples of what we are.
动物的世界里面可以给我们几个我们到底是怎么样的人的这样的例子。
Some insights into our true character.
有一些对于我们真正的特性的一种看法。
So listen and see what you're like.
所以你注意听，看看到底你属于哪一型。
The first animal we're going to speak about is the chicken.
第一个我们要谈的动物是鸡。
You know, the chicken, it just flops, but it never gets far off of the ground.
鸡只用翅膀拍一拍，但是呢，从来飞不起来的。
You see them just, their wings flapping, and they get a little way off the ground, and down they go.
他们把翅膀张开，拍一下子，稍微离开地面，马上落下来。
The chicken is not weak in its desire it like to do, but it has no endurance.
鸡也想做一些事情，但是呢，他们却没有毅力。
Maybe they would like to be different, but they are so used to just flapping.
我想有时候他们也很想飞高一点，但是呢，顶多只能拍一拍地。
Easy to give up and quick to stay on the same low level.
很容易就放弃，而且很容易就留在他们原来的地步。
They feed off of worms.
他们吃虫。
And they feed off of waste material on the ground.
他们也吃一些地上的一些残物。
Unless someone else feeds them corn, which they eat until they are given again.
他们就只会吃别人喂他们的东西，不然的话他们不会找食的。
They just scratch out a living, but never aim for anything better.
他们就只有过日子，不想要再好一点。
Their eyes are never looking upward, but always to the ground.
他们的眼睛只有在地上找，从来不往上看。
They fear the storm, and they run for the hen house, and they huddle together.
碰到风暴的时候，鸡会很害怕的赶快跑回到他的鸡窝，然后大家挤在一块儿。
They allow the feeling of fear to rule them.
他们让害怕恐惧来侵蚀他们。
And many times make their decisions out of fear.
做决定呢，像这种鸡的典型的人，做决定呢，也带着害怕。
Fear of the past.
对过去害怕。
Fear of the future.
对未来害怕。
They fear failure.
对失败很害怕。
They fear man.
也很怕人。
They fear lacking, they may not have enough.
很怕不够，很怕缺乏。
They fearful of pain and discomfort.
对于痛苦，对于不舒服的东西也很怕。
They fear disappointment.
对于失望的事也很害怕。
They fear God and death.
他们很怕神，也很怕死亡。
They fear new things.
对新的事情也怕去尝试。
They fear to confront their fears.
对于他们的里面的恐惧也怕面去面对。
This is the chicken.
这个就是鸡的特性。
Does it sound familiar to any of you?
这个有没有让你觉得很熟悉呢?
Do you see yourself in any of this?
你有没有这样的特性呢?
We'll go on to the next animal.
我们来看看第二种动物。
Actually, it's a bird too.
是一种鸟。
It's the parrot.
是鹦鹉。
Now, the parrot is a talker.
鹦鹉是会说话。
Always talking.
总在说话。
But his talk is just what he hears others say.
他只会讲别人说过的话。
It's all from his head, not his heart.
讲话不是从心里面讲。
They can only mimic others.
他们只是会模仿别人的。
They have no ideas of their own.
自己在说什么他们自己不晓得。
No desire to step out on their own.
也没有意愿要尝试自己的。
But can only mouth the ideas of others.
只会去拷贝，去学别人的想法。
They're very empty.
他们很空虚。
No individuality.
没有个别的特性。
Just follow blindly with little but themselves contributing nothing of substance.
他们只会很盲从地跟着别人，然后自己呢没有什么贡献。
Let's go on to another bird.
另外一种鸟。
This one is the peacock.
那就是孔雀。
Very showy and proud.
很喜欢炫耀自己，很骄傲。
Their only ambition is to show themselves.
他们的所有的理想就是要彰显他们自己。
They feel superior to others.
觉得比人家优秀。
And make others feel that they are superior.
也想让人家觉得他们是很高贵的。
But no depth in them.
但是呢，里面没有什么深度。
They never care about others.
他们不关心别人。
They're very, very self-centered.
非常的自我中心。
They strut around, but they never get far because of their own self-importance.
他们在地上走动，环绕。但是呢，不会跑远的，因为他们只是以自我为中心。
People are not really impressed with them.
人家不会很喜欢他们的。
Let's go on to another one now.
另外一种。
The crow.
就是乌鸦。
Now, the crow enjoys destroying weaker baby birds.
乌鸦最喜欢去伤害那些小鸟。
And you know there's certain people that like to hurt weaker people.
你也知道有一些人特别喜欢去伤害那些软弱的人。
They love to rip others.
喜欢去拆毁别人。
To make them hurt and feel unhappy.
让人家受到伤害，让人家感觉到不快乐。
And they will then laugh at them.
然后就笑人家。
They get what they want by chasing the other birds away.
他们会不计手段的把他们赶走，然后要自己所要的。
They enjoy tearing up, and they don't care about ruining other people's reputation.
这样的人呢，他们会很喜欢去拆毁人家，毁人家的声誉，然后呢，不管别人怎么样。
Actually, they're the most crafty and dangerous bird in the bird kingdom.
那他们是鸟种里面呢最危险的一种。
It's like people that work behind and try to disgrace and destroy you.
就像一些人在你的后面或四周围想要去毁，要去拆毁你。
The crow is not a pleasant person.
像乌鸦的人是不会让人家喜欢的。
Stop a moment.
我们停一下。
Think.
想一想。
Are you a crow?
你是一只乌鸦的个性吗?
Do you like to hurt people?
你喜欢去伤害人吗?
Do you... try in some ways to tear up relationships of others?
你们是不是想办法要去把人家的关系破坏呢?
Or maybe you're like the chicken.
还是你就像鸡一样呢?
Are you very fearful?
你是很害怕的人,很胆怯的人吗?
Do you have very little ambition?
然后都没有什么理想,野心?
Do you have no way that you want to go up higher?
不想再好一点,高一点?
Or are you like the parrot?
还是你就像那鹦鹉?
Always talking.
总在说
Talk, talk, talk.
总是会说
But there's no substance to it.
但是呢,没有什么内容。
It's like an empty drum.
好像一个空的鼓。
Or maybe you're like the peacock.
还是你就像孔雀。
Going about looking very proud.
到处去很自负。
But don't have much in you.
事实上里面什么也没有。
And people recognize that.
别人也看得出来。
I want to talk about another kind of bird.
我要来谈一谈另外一种鸟。
This bird is called the eagle.
这个鸟叫做鹰。
The very strong bird.
非常强壮的一种鸟。
Very large bird.
也是大型的鸟。
The eagle is one who is bold in decision making.
鸟的这种形态是很勇敢而且 很有魄力做决定的人。
In other words, they know how to make up their mind.
他们知道怎么样来做决定。
And then they're strong in seeing it through.
他们也很容易视透看透一件事情。
They have endurance.
他们有毅力。
They're fiercely loyal to their mates.
他们对自己的配偶也非常的忠诚。
Actually, an eagle has only one mate in all of his lifetime.
鹰这种鸟呢，他们一辈子就只有一个配偶。
He understands the currents of life.
他们知道这种人生里面的这种波动。
He knows there's going to be problems.
他们知道人生会有问题。
There's going to be hardships.
而且会有困难。
But he's learned to glide with them.
但是这样的特性的人呢，他们会懂得怎么样来跟这种困难来面对困难。
He doesn't let them overcome him.
他不会让困难来压制他。
He overcomes them.
而他会克服困难。
He strives to reach his full potential.
他会展示发挥他所有他的潜能。
Always striving to be a little better.
总是希望能够好一点。
To do a little more.
能够做多一点。
He's able to stand alone in life against the storms.
他可以独自的面对人生中的风暴。
He's not a dependent person.
他不是一个依赖人的人。
He's able when the storms of life come, he stands to meet them.
风暴来的时候,他已经准备好要来面对他。
Today we have many ways of not meeting the storms of life.
今天我们有很多情况我们没有办法来面对风暴。
For in some, it's drugs.
比如说呢,有的人面对困难的时候就用采吸毒的方法。
For others, it's gambling.
有的人去赌博。
For others, it's making money illegally.
有的人呢,用不好的手段去赚钱。
These are the ways that we try to get around the storms of life.
用这样的方法来逃避人生的风暴。
But not the eagle.
这个不是鹰的特性。
He dwells in the rocks of the high places.
他住在很高的地方的磐石上面。
He determines not to let others drag him down.
他不会容许别人来影响他，降低他的标准的。
Today it's so easy to let our friends bring us down to a level that we don't want to live in.
今天我们很容易被我们的朋友影响，把我们拉下来他们的低的层次。
Now the eagle only eats things that are alive.
老鹰他们只吃活的东西。
We're not people that live on gossip and tale-bearing and criticism and fault-finding or even judging others.
有鹰的特性的人呢，他们不喜欢传播谣言，或者是批评人家，或找人家的毛病，或者是批判别人。
This is dead food to us, friends.
这些都是像死的食物一样。
It doesn't nourish our life at all.
这些对我们没有营养的。
It's empty.
是空的。
And it brings us down to a very low level.
会把你的生活的层次带到很低的地步。
When we talk about others.
当我们在谈别人的时候
criticizing, finding fault, and judging others,
找人家的问题然后批评人家
we bring ourselves down to their level.
你等于把自己拉下来像对方一样了
You see, we are what we eat.
你吃的什么就会得到什么
We are what we look at and listen to.
如果你看的听的尽是那些你就会成为这样的人
God has given the eagle something very wonderful.
上帝造老鹰有一种很奇妙的东西。
When they are born, they have a solution in their eye.
鹰生下来的时候有一种容易在他们的眼睛里面。
This solution hardens as they discover where they live and begin to find the line between where they live and the North Pole.
这个容易呢会越来越硬然后就会开始发现他们住的地方对准北边他们会识别北边的地方
It acts as a compass
事实上它就像一个指南针一样
And they are able to find their way home when they are thousands of miles away from home
所以即使他们离家有几千里他们还是有本能找到自己的家
It works like this
就像这样子
If they are going in the wrong direction, there comes a low-level pain in their eye until they turn in the right direction.
当他们已经飞错了方向的时候，这个容易的这个胶质呢，就开始给他们一种不舒服的痛感，他们就开始调整自己的方向。
He knows he's going wrong.
他就知道不对了。
He then finds the right direction.
就这样子，他可以找到正确的方向。
And the pain is gone.
然后那个痛的感觉就没有了。
You see, when you and I have principles and boundaries in our life,
如果我们的人生里面有一些原则规范的话
that many times we learn when we were young,
很多时候我们年轻的时候有这一些开始有这些规范
if we will listen to them,
我们如果注意听从这些原则
they will help to guide us in life.
这些原则可以带领我们人生的方向。
This is the wonderful thing about the Word of God.
这个就是上帝话的奇妙。
And as a Christian, I have something that can keep me in the right path.
身为基督徒，我有原则一些一种依归可以带领我到对的方向。
I can know what is right and what is wrong.
我可以知道什么对，什么不对。
And when I do wrong, there is something inside of me, my conscience, that awakens and lets me know.I'm doing wrong.
当我做错的时候，我里面的良知就会开始出来提醒我，让我知道不对了。
If I'm wise, I will listen to that.
如果我聪明的话，最好要听我里面的声音。
It's good to have a moral storehouse.
里面如果有一个道德的仓库是非常好的。
A place that through the years you've been able to collect and know what is right and wrong.
那就是你收集一些是非的观念。然后你知道什么是对，什么是不对。
The eagle then finds its way back home.
就这样子，老鹰知道怎么样找回家的路。
Now I want to talk about something else with the eagle.
我还要谈一谈鹰的另外一个情况。
As time goes on, there comes a period in the life of an eagle when he's not as quick in his flying as he used to be.
当几年过去这个鹰呢就发现自己飞得不像以前那么的快而且呢不是那么的利了
And of course this keeps him from being able to catch what he wants to eat
那这样会影响到他没有办法很容易抓食
His feathers are becoming thin
他的羽毛越来越稀疏
And the wind passes through them
风会穿过他的那些空洞的羽毛
And what he's trying to catchis aware because they can hear it.
那因为有风穿过去呢那个就产生一些噪音。
Not only that, but his bill has got a lot of calcium built up on it.
因为产生噪音然后呢那猎食的对象就会发现然后他的这些爪子他的嘴尖也多了一些食好像那种结石一样。
And when he tries to grip hold of something, he can't hold on like he once did.
以至于他抓东西的时候抓不住了。
And then his claws are covered with calcium.
它的爪子也是包着 一层石质。
Now he realizes that if he continues this way, he is not going to live.
因自己晓得如果继续这样的话可能活不了了。
Because he's going to become weaker.
因为越来会越软弱。
And some stronger animal will get him.
以后呢就被那个比较强壮的那些动物来吃掉它。
But the eagle knows what to do.
鹰知道怎么解决这个问题。
He spreads his wings and he flies up to one of the high places in the mountain.
他就开始向上，向山上飞。
He gets as close to the sun as he can.
尽量的靠近太阳的地方。
And there he begins to pull out every one of his feathers.
在那里他开始把自己的羽毛拔掉。
He does not care about the pain.
他不顾那些疼痛。
He just keeps pulling them out.
继续的一根一根的拔掉。
And some large eagles have as many as 7,000 feathers.
大的鹰呢有时候呢多到7000只的羽毛。
But diligently he pulls them out.
不管怎么样他全部把它拔掉。
Now after they are all out,
全部拔掉之后呢
he looks for a cool stream.
就开始找一些水泉。
And there he begins to wash up all the dirt of the world.
就在那个水里面把自己那身上的一些肮脏的好像我们世俗的尘嚣把它洗掉。
All the mud and all of that is caked on him.
有些泥啦有些小虫啦全部在身上的把它洗掉。
And he picks off the bugs or the parasites that's eating there.
那些在他泥他身上的一些虱子小虫都全部把它洗掉。
Finally now he is fresh and clean. All of his feathers are gone. And there he stands before the sun for 40 days.
洗到最后羽毛没有了然后他的那些身上的脏东西也洗干净了非常的舒服非常的清新然后就在太阳的下面等40天。
His feathers begin to grow in.
40天之后呢你看他的小羽毛出来了。
And while they're growing in, he rubs his bill and his claws on a rock until they become sharp again.
正在这一段羽毛渐长的期间呢，他开始在石头上面磨他的嘴尖，还有他的爪子。
And there he becomes renewed.
他就从一个新的了。
And ready for the great flight ahead.
已经预备好要重新飞翔。
Sometimes in life, we get to the place where we need renewing.
我们的人生到个地步有时候需要更新。
Some things have gone wrong.
有些时候呢有些事情是不对的。
We don't want it that way.
我们不要继续这样子。
Some of the things of the world that has so creeped in on us, and we don't really want to be like that.
很多时候这个世界所给我们的这种啊污染我们不要这样子。
We've made some wrong choices.
我们做的一些错误的决定。
We've done some things that we're not really proud of.
我们做一些让我们觉得有点后悔的事情。
And so we need to be renewed.
所以我们需要更新。
Let me tell you, my friend.
亲爱的朋友。
I know what it is to have to be renewed.
我知道什么叫做更新。
You see, I found out that I have to get as close to the sun as I can.
我知道我需要尽其可能的来靠近阳光。
Now I'm not talking about the sun that's in the sky.
我讲的阳光不是天空太阳那个阳光。
But I'm talking about the Son of God.
我讲的是上帝的儿子。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
There was a time I had to get close to him.
到个地步我需要想办法来靠近耶稣。
And I confessed to him that there were things in me that was not good.
我需要向他承认在我里面有很多不好的东西。
Jealousy, envy, pride.
嫉妒、骄傲。
Hatred.
恼恨。
Things that I was not happy with.
一些让我不快乐的东西。
And they didn't make me happy.
他们让我很不快乐。
And there I allowed him to cleanse me.
我就让主耶稣来做把我做洁净的工作。
You see, God sent Jesus as a gift to you and I.
上帝差遣耶稣就像给我们一份礼物一样。
That he could show us that we can live a better life.
他来到世上让我们知道我们可以过得比现在更好。
But not only to show us, but to cleanse us from our sin and give us the Spirit of God to help us daily to live that life.
他不但对我们做人生的示范，而且他原谅我们的里面的错，我们的罪，然后让我们可以被洁净。
I had to want to get rid of the dirt and the filth of this old world.
我的这个身体心上呢有很多这个老世界的一些不干净的东西。
There were some things in my life and in my personality that as the bill of the eagle and the claws of the eagle, I had to had them sanded out of my life.
在我的人生里面，我的个性里面，就像那鹰的爪子跟嘴尖呢，已经被这些盖石包满了，我必须要把它磨掉。
I was an only child.
我是一个唯一的孩子。
I like friend.
我喜欢朋友。
And I say friend because I was possessive.
那我说喜欢朋友是我很喜欢占有朋友。
I wanted one, my own friend.
我要一个朋友只属于我。
That I could possess them.
我可以独占有他们。
But because I was like that, I couldn't keep friends.
那就是因为这样子呢，我就没有办法有朋友。
No one really wants to be possessed.
没有人喜欢被人家占有的。
And as I went on, I was very unhappy with it.
就这样子我就很不快乐。
I would find some good friend.
我会找到好的朋友。
But soon I would be possessing them.
但是马上就想要独占他们。
Now I was a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
And God the Holy Spirit began to speak to my heart.
上帝的圣灵就开始对我说话。
And let me know that I had to, as the eagle, pull these feathers out of me.
就让我看到我应该像那只鹰一样把这些不好的脏的羽毛把它拔掉。
I had to want to get rid of this.
我必须要有一个决心要除掉这些不好的。
And I remember how I wept before him.
我记得在神的面前我就向他哭求。
And one day I said from the depths of my heart,
有一天我从我的心底向上帝说,
You must help me.
你一定要帮助我。
And you know God did something for me.
上帝真的对我做了很奇妙的事情。
And from that day on, I have not been possessive of friends.
从那天以后呢，对我的朋友，我不再有占有欲了。
Friends can come and go.
朋友来，朋友去。
And consequently, I've had more friends.
我反而有更多的朋友。
But I've been a happier person.
而且我成为一个更快乐的人。
Because God renewed my life.
因为上帝更新了我的生命。
This is what he came for.
这就是耶稣到世上来的目的。
This is what he wants for us.
那就是上帝为我们预备的。
He wants us to see that we need a renewing in the inner man.
他要我们看到我们里面这个人需要被更新。
Something that you and I cannot do.
是我们自己做不到的。
But one look at Jesus.
当你仰望主耶稣的时候。
Trusting in him.
你信靠他。
Asking forgiveness.
求他原谅你。
And believing him.
相信他。
Can renew in us.
然后在那里面就得到更新。
A life worth living.
这样子你的生命就更有意义，更有价值。
You can be a crow.
你可以成为
you can be a chicken,
或许你可以成为乌鸦或鸡
or you can be an eagle,
但是你也可以成为一只老鹰。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，零征收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。